Good morning.
Just a reminder that following our second service today, we'll be having our quarterly voters meeting, and a light luncheon will also be provided at that time. Aside from just the regular business we do at these quarterly voters meetings, this one is also especially important because this is the day that we will be presenting to the congregation a candidate to call as deaconess and director of family life here at Zion, Miss Joanna Lee. As a reminder, she would be helping with our preschool outreach. She would overtake our youth group and oversee all of its activities. And she'd also be helping out with our women's and seniors ministry here at Zion. So if you are able to come back for that voters meeting, it would be greatly appreciated. Our first reading for this, the fifth Sunday of Easter, is from the eighth chapter of Acts. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. There, this is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away. And the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle reading is from the fourth chapter of 1 John. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and it now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, winter is finally done. Spring is here. And that means our yards need to be taken care of. But before you can cut the grass, there's always one thing you need to do in the spring. You have to go around your yard and pick up all those branches that fell off the trees during the winter. Some of those branches were old and worn out. Winter just snapped them right off the trees. Other branches were just weak, hanging on by a thread, and then the wind blew them off. Some of the other branches may have been very strong and alive during the winter. But anytime we get a heavy, wet snow, that kind of weight will snap off some of the sturdiest branches. All those branches on the ground in your yard are broken off. The branches separated themselves from the tree. All of those branches laying on the ground are dead. You can't pick them up off the ground and try to attach them back onto the tree. The branches are dead. They're good for nothing. So you either toss them in the woods to decay or you throw them in a pile to just burn them up. Today in our gospel reading, Jesus said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. When Jesus spoke today, he basically described himself as a tree. And all the branches on the tree are us. If a branch remains connected to the tree, it receives life-nourishing sap. The branch remains alive. We remain alive. If we remain connected to Christ, we live. And we receive everything Christ has done for us. It flows into us. But sadly, this isn't always the case, is it? Some branches, some people, break themselves off from the tree. Some people separate themselves from Christ. Some people may think, there's no need for Jesus. They might think to themselves, I have a good life. I have a happy life. What do I need from Jesus? So they break themselves off. Other people can become so captivated by this dying world we're living in. And then the winds of this world carry them away. And they're more than happy to break off of Christ and be carried away by all the passions of their own flesh. And they land wherever they land, and they don't care. In the end, they break themselves off from Christ. This is how God looks at us. We are like branches. And God mourns all those branches that snap themselves off. But it doesn't have to be that way. If any tree is well pruned, the tree remains strong. Then when you go outside in the spring after a hard winter, you're not going to find too many branches on the ground. What you'll find is a healthy tree with healthy branches, branches that are staying firmly connected to the tree, branches that may have been worn out for a time, but that are now being nourished from the tree, branches that may have been a little weak, but are now growing strong. And some branches that were already strong are continuing to be strong because they are firmly connected to that tree. Jesus said, "I am the true vine. Abide in me, and I abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." That is what Jesus said. And Jesus was right in what he said. And Jesus is ready and willing to do everything he just said to you. Jesus is the vine. You are the branches. And Jesus will come to you and keep you attached to him. Hasn't Jesus washed you in water through holy baptism? That's no small thing. We usually don't remember the day that we were baptized, so sometimes it might be hard for us to appreciate it. But on the day you were baptized, Jesus Christ took water and the word, and he poured it into you and through you. The Holy Spirit of the living God now lives inside of you. All because you have been connected to Christ, and because you remain connected to Christ. Jesus is the vine, you are the branches. And look what Jesus does for you. He circulates his living words through you, his branches. That word pulses from Christ to you. His word is like a life-giving sap that flows into you. And that word will correct you sometimes, prune you. But most importantly, the word comforts you with Jesus' death and Jesus' resurrection from the dead, which was all done for you. Jesus is the vine. You are the branches. And look what Jesus does for you. His nourishing body and blood in the Lord's Supper is carried from Jesus himself to you. And through that nourishment, you receive his sacrifice for the forgiveness of all of your sins, every single one of them. Everything Jesus has done through his death and through his resurrection was done for you. All of it was done for you. And Jesus gives it all to you. It's no small thing to be a branch connected to Christ. The devil wants you snapped off. Your sinful nature wants to plug you up so no life-giving sap ever makes its way to you. And death can act like a heavy winter snow when it comes to us. Death wants to weigh you down and snap you off of Christ, thinking that there is no hope. But Jesus knows all those devilish tricks. So every single week, Jesus keeps giving you everything he has ever done for you. Jesus keeps circulating his death and his resurrection into you through his word and sacraments, constantly nourishing you, constantly reminding you. Jesus keeps his body and blood fresh so that nothing will get in our way of staying connected to Christ. There are going to be times when we may feel worn out in this life. It will happen to us in this fallen world. But Jesus' resurrection from the dead is not worn out. It is not tired. It is fresh and living and new every day. And that resurrection pulses through you now because of Jesus. I'm sure there are days when we will feel weak, that we're barely clinging on to the church and the faith, those days will come. But remember this, Jesus doesn't need you to cling to him. We can't cling to him. We're all too weak. But Jesus, our true vine, is strong. And he is the one who is always holding on to you. Never forget that. We're all weak branches. And if it was up to us to hold on to Jesus, we would all fail. Good for us, it is Jesus who is holding on to you. And no matter how strong we feel in this world, no matter how confident or sure in the faith we may be, not a single one of us can endure the weight of death on the day when it finally bears down on us. But that heavy weight of death pressing down so hard upon us is as light as a feather for Jesus Christ. And through his resurrection from the dead, Jesus has made a laughingstock of death for all eternity because he has conquered it. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We are branches. Sometimes we are frail branches, sometimes weak branches, sometimes strong branches. But no matter what, Jesus is not weak. He stands as the mighty ruler over all things right now. Jesus is the strongest of the strong when it comes to bearing the heavy weights of this world and the heavy weights that you go through. Jesus is strong enough to carry all the sins of the world into his own death and resurrection. And if Jesus is strong enough to bear all our sins, and if Jesus is strong enough to even endure death itself, then Jesus is surely strong enough to also care for all of you, the branches he loves so much. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.